is, at 5 minutes, I will give you a 5 minute sign with my hand.
Okay.
And then at 2 minutes, I'll give you a 2 minute sign with my hand. And then when you're out of time, I'll walk to you.
Okay.
I just ask that we try to be as close on time as we can.
Yeah, we would.
Once I get you going, I have to leave for a minute, but I'll be back.
That's right. No, no problem.
All right, everybody. This is workshop number 3 at 11 o'clock. We're a couple minutes early, but I think we're everybody's here that wants to be here. This is community fairs, festivals, and events outreach. Our speaker is Brother Todd Falk. He's from Fishers Baptist Church in Fishers, Indiana.
Well, thanks for coming, and let's start off with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for all the many workshops that are out there. Lord, I pray that here today, in this class, this time, Lord, that you would work in our hearts. Help us to be the best soul winners that we could possibly be. And Lord, I pray that you would give us some nuggets here this morning. And Lord, I thank you for the other workshops right now, that some of the things that I was able to already take away, Lord, that we can take these with us as we go out and witness to others. And we thank you and praise you for all these things in Christ's precious name. Amen. Just a little bit of my testimony. I'm Pastor Todd Falk from Fishers Baptist Church. And we started Fishers Baptist Church about 3.5 years ago. One of the things the Lord had laid in my heart was to begin Fishers of Men International, something that had been going on for several years in my life, on helping people to reach out during fairs, festivals, marketplace evangelism. And one of the reasons I had a burden for this, and really helping churches to do this, and pastors and laymen alike, is that I'm a product of marketplace evangelism. About 35 years ago, a man named James Gardner, I don't know if you're aware of him, from Amazing Grace Missions. I used to work at the Indiana State Fair every year for about 3 weeks. And I was out minding my own business, and lo and behold, I walked past the fair booth right outside the cow barn right there. Same location, same exact location. And Jim Gardner had a burden for souls and had begun to develop some things to really reach more people effectively at the fair. And so he tried several different things. And one of the things that he did is he did a door unit, and over the years it's developed. But I was just minding my own business, about 16 years old, and walked out there. And all I remember was something about open this door, know how to go to heaven. And the Lord had been working in my heart. I grew up in a Methodist church, and I always had doubts about my salvation. And I went there, opened up the door, and he came out. Nobody was even around. It was like an afternoon that it was just totally dead at that time. And he came out and he said, young man, would you like to know for sure how you could know that you're going to heaven? And I can show you from the Bible. And I said, sure. And he said, would you come back here and let me show you? And I said, absolutely. And I walked back there. Within 10 minutes, I was saved. And when I walked out that door, I knew I was saved. There was no doubt about it. There was something that changed me in that instant. And I knew that I was not the same. And long story short, went to college, did those things, went into the military. And I remember as I got to the military, went on my first assignment, and God did a work in my heart. I knew I needed to start serving Him, get in a Bible-believing church, started looking, drove the day after my 23rd birthday, found a Fundamental Independent Baptist Church, amen? And the Lord brought me there, served the military 9 years, went to Bible College, Ambassador Baptist College, and on the year anniversary, Ron Comfort had come up and said, hey, how'd you get saved? Told him the story, said I wouldn't know the man from Adam, but I'd sure like to know who he was. And the very next day came in, Amazing Grace had a letter there. I said, I'm going to call them just to see. And as I called them, realized that Jim Gardner was the one that led me to the Lord. And we had a great relationship, kindred spirit, and all that. And I was on the board there for about 9 years. Well, as we came here to Fishers, one of my burdens was to really help churches. And Amazing Grace does a great job in what they're doing. And so what we're trying to do is expand that a little bit further, and working with churches even more on an intimate basis, helping those churches that really desire to reach souls in an effective way for Christ, and work with them and do that. And so we are partnering in a sense of we're alongside with them. We're not in competition with them, but we want to continue that legacy that Dr. Gardner had started with the Fair Ministry. And so I know I only have a few minutes there, but that's my personal testimony. I know it works, okay? And so people say, well, I want to see results, and I'm a result of that. In fact, Charlie, raise your hand, Charlie. When did you get saved?
July 21st, 2002.
I led him to the Lord at Saratoga County Fair in New York. Now he moved a long way to be a part of my church still. So a part of the church that we're there, and he's involved in the ministry, and the Lord moved him out here. And so here's another result of the Fair Ministry. And one of the things that we do is we have cards, and we're very thorough about that. Here's Alexis Power, age 14. I just gave up my past sinful life, age 14, and was born again thanks to what Jesus did on the cross. Now I'm 100% sure I'm going to heaven. Andy Clark, age 23. I received God, and I know I'll go to heaven because God cannot lie. And He said, I will because I repented and received the gift He gave to me by dying on the cross. Here is the April who was with him. I think that was his wife or girlfriend. I think it was his girlfriend. I led both of them to the Lord in, I think it was 7/15/11, I guess. I received Christ in my heart and pronounce my faith. I know I'm going to heaven because I believe that God said all who pronounce their faith will be saved if they believe with all their heart, because Jesus died on the cross for them. Brady Turner, age 19. Here's a couple guys. One thing, we do the Hamilton County Fair, and I was looking through the cards just for some things, and I saw San Roberts. I'm like, San Roberts, that rings a bell. I led him to the Lord 7/15/11. That day was a great day. I probably led about 6 or 7 that day to the Lord. He said, if I died today, I know 100% I'll go to heaven because the Bible says so. I trust that Jesus died for everyone to go to heaven that accepts this gift. And so I saw this other card here, and last year I led him 2 years ago to the Lord. So 2 years later, I'm out at the fair, and lo and behold, someone comes in, and I say, hey, how do you know if you were to die today, you're 100% sure you're going to heaven? Would you know? And he goes, I'm 100%. Well, I said, what are you trusting in? He says, I'm trusting in Jesus Christ. And I said, how do you know that? He goes, because you told me 2 years ago. And I said, oh, okay. And so him, and then also his friend. And what they did is we do the spiritual birth certificates, which I don't have one right now, but they pulled it out of their wallet and they said, you led me to the Lord 2 years ago. And I talked to so many people, sometimes I'm like, whoops, I forgot I talked to you there. But there was about 4 of them that I led to the Lord. But what's exciting is they come back year after year and say, hey, you led me to the Lord. So, like I said, I know this works, and it works effectively because, like, there's one, I'm one, and many others' testimonies over the years. Now, with the Fair Ministry, one of the things with the Fair Ministry, anybody ever been involved with a Fair Ministry at all? Okay, so you know a little bit what I'm talking about here. If you've never been involved with the Fair Ministry, it's one of the most exciting ministries you'll ever be a part of. Good friend of mine, Gary Norris, he's a missionary, and he's a big soul winner too. I remember the first time we went out there, and he goes, brother, he goes, you know, we're good friends. He says, but I think this is pragmatism. I just don't believe that you can really see that many people come to the Lord in one day. Now, those that have been involved with it, have you been able to lead 1 or 2, 3, 4 people to the Lord? Absolutely. And what's amazing is people come up to you and almost say, what must I do to be saved? And he said, I just don't believe that. I said, brother, we're not even going to talk. I said, seeing is believing. I said, all I want you to do is go. You can sit down and you can watch. And then we'll have our talk when we come back. And so we were there a couple hours, and I was able to lead a few people to the Lord. And next thing I know is Gary's out there, and he's talking to people. Because he wanted to be a part of that. And as we were driving home, he says, don't say it. Don't say it. I said, okay, I won't say I told you so. But he became a big believer. And one of the things, one of the greatest ministries you'll ever see is... and being a part of is doing this. And so what I want to do is, real quick, I've got a couple of things. I'm going to touch on a few things here. Also, I have Brother Daniel and Brother Chuck. They're part of FOMI. If you've got more questions, we're going to have a booth set out here. And you can really, they've got a great resources. They came out, they got hooked on it. And one of the things is that if you love to win people to the Lord, you'll see how easy it is. Now, let me just say this. The vast majority of churches do it the wrong way when they do it themselves. What we have here is years and years of experience of what we've seen of techniques that work. Now, let me just say this. Anything apart from prayer and the Holy Spirit, you're going to utter failure, okay? However, if you want to catch fish, you go to somebody that knows how to catch fish, right? That's been to the fishing hole. They know what bait they take and all of that. Know how just to move. I'll go with my grandfather and I'll have the same bait, but somehow he catches a lot more fish than I catch. Why? Because he just knows the right technique. And in the fair, if for a better word, we'll say technique. But let me just say this: it's the power of the Spirit of God, and it's prayer that makes the difference. Now, what does this do? One of the things that we do is we set up the booth, and we have a table set up like this right at the fair. The other thing is we usually have a banner, and we couldn't hang up the banner, but it says, are you 100, are you 50, 75, or 100% sure if you were to die today, are you going to heaven? That you know that you're going to heaven. And we have heaven, great big word. Heaven up there. It's a big banner, a 3x8 banner, and heaven is about, you know, the letters are about this big. But we want them, as they walk by, to instantly think about where will they spend eternity. Now, the great thing about the fair and what this does, I separate those who want to know and those who don't want to know. So what I'm doing is I'm looking for those who want to know. Really not interested in those who don't want to know. And so you have to remember that when you go to the fair, let me just say this, it's intimidating. It's very intimidating. Would you say, anybody that's been a part of it, say, I do it, and every time I go, I get nervous before I go. It's just me. But as soon as I start talking to people, it goes away, and you're in full mode. And you're out there and you're just talking to people, you're ministering to people, you're seeing people get saved, you're encouraging people, you're giving them assurance of salvation. And the goal is that we're not out to pass out tracts, but we do pass out a lot of tracts. The main important thing is what we're trying to do is win souls. I'm not out to promote my church. I'm not out to do anything. I'm out to see people know for sure if they died today that they're going to heaven and that they can see it straight from the Scriptures. And the thing I'm not worried about is I'm not worried about whether that they get saved today or tomorrow. I want to get them to the point to where they know where they're going to spend eternity. And it could be that they might know that when they walk out that door or walk out that booth, is that they might know that they might have an understanding that they'll spend eternity in hell. Now, let me just say this. We don't tell people, oh, you're going to hell and you're doing this and doing that. We try to make it to the sense of, because you got to be careful with the fair ministries or fair booth officials, because you have to do certain things. Now, if you look at this here, there's a lot of don'ts, because we don't want to get people in trouble at the fair. Especially nowadays, it gets even more sensitive on that. And so some of the things that we we do is, let me just say this real quick. If you're looking for some books, one of the founding members of Fishers of Men, Roger Olson, he's written a lot of books on soul winning. We have one here, Marketplace Evangelism. It gives you a great example. Another one that we will have available is called Divine Appointments, one of the best books that will change people's lives. I've heard so many people, one book that I've heard people say that has changed their life more than anything is Divine Appointments. Unfortunately, I don't have it right here, but if you want one, let me know. We're getting them. We're getting reprinted. But we have these, Marketplace Evangelism. It explains everything about that. And then also we have another book that we just, hot off the press, is Dealing with the Yeah Buts. Any church that wants to have us come in, you can get the two books. We'll give them to you for free and sign up for that, and would love to do that. And if you're interested in this ministry, but dealing with the yeah buts, like you get there, oh, I don't believe in God. Yeah, but I'm Jewish. Yeah, but who's going where and why? Yeah, but why do the innocent suffer? How can I know the Bible is true? How accurate is the Bible? A lot of the objections. Roger's led thousands of people to the Lord. And we don't believe in easy believism in the sense that 1, 2, 3, pray after me. We make a thorough presentation of the gospel. But there's a lot of objections that you'll deal with in the Fair Booth ministry because you get them all. Okay, but a good little resource that I would encourage any Christian to have, that you can deal with any of the objections that you might run into. And he's dealt with a lot of them. We put it in the book there. Now, two papers we gave you. Why Marketplace Evangelism? And how much time do I have?
You have about 15 minutes.
15, okay, good. I'm trying to get everything in 30 minutes. And trust me, this is just just kind of a broad brace stroke, just kind of giving you an idea of what the ministry is about, hopefully to get you excited about it. Also, one thing we're looking for is missionaries too. Someone's retired or wants to get involved in evangelism and going and doing full-time or part-time, see us at the booth and give you more information about that. Or churches, if you're interested in having our people come in, partner with you, just kind of coach you through this and hopefully get your people. What you'll find is your people get on fire for souls to where no longer it's just at the fair. It's everywhere they go. And they want to see everybody get saved because they know that people want to know. And there's people out there all the time that just need someone to show them how to be saved. So this is just an idea of what we're trying to do, our vision, what we do, and what our purpose is, and how we approach that. And then some of the things that we provide, churches will provide a whole kit, we'll provide training, we'll provide everything for you so that you can be able to do that at your own church and train your own people, and we'd be happy to help train your people. Now, one of the things we have is when we do our training sessions, this is kind of a quick synopsis of, okay, this is what we're doing, this is how you do it. Obviously, this is about a two-hour training session in about 15 minutes, okay? But some of the things we have is tracts of Bibles. When we dress casual. We don't wear a suit and tie or all of that. We dress comfortably. That way, when people come out, we're kind of blending in with the crowd. One of the great things about the fair is people expect to be engaged. You're on neutral territory, so why are you in my house? Why are you in my door? You're on my property. That goes away because they go to the fair and they're getting hawked in by all the carnies. And so they already know that, hey, you're walking in, someone, especially in a commercial tent, everybody's trying to get their attention. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get their attention too, because I want to get their attention on spiritual things. And what's amazing is how many people are thinking about spiritual things even at a fair. We've led people to the Lord that were coming to the fair and going home and going to commit suicide after they came to the fair. But praise the Lord, he got saved.
Amen.
And personal testimony, I believe it was Dr. Gardner, led a lady, said she was coming to the fair. And she came with a friend. Her friend asked her to come to the fair, and she said, I was going to go to the fair, and then when I went home, I was going to kill myself. But then she walked past a fair ministry of asking them that question, where will you spend eternity? Are you 50, 75, or 100% sure if you die today that you're going to heaven? And so dress, our purpose, and so some of the things, the don'ts. One of the things we don't do is really deal with children. Even though you see a lot of teenagers get saved, we do not deal with children under 13 because that gets us in a lot of trouble too. Now, one thing I will do is I'll say, well, where's your parents? Hey, if you go get your mom and dad, I'd love to show you once you go get them. And they will. I've led mom and dad to the Lord and the children. And what's amazing with young people, they go get their friends and bring their friends back. And oh, by the way, you might not lead them at this fair, but we're at another fair 2 weeks later. And we lead to the same people that we talked to 2 weeks before because they couldn't go to sleep. Because they were worried about their eternal security, where they were going to spend eternity, and we lead them 2 weeks later to the Lord. So you just never know. Sometimes you plant water, and then other times you get the benefit of reaping the harvest. Contact, no touch, no none of that stuff. Avoid controversial subjects because what we're there. What our goal is it's just like right now. I've got about 7 minutes or. About that, or 12 minutes, to take you through what we do. And it, really at the fair, I've got about 7 minutes to capture your attention, to get you in the back, and give you a gospel presentation. Because my goal is this. I want to take this Bible right here and take you through the Romans Road so that you know that if you die today, that you're going to heaven. Because why? The Bible tells us. But if I can take the Bible and open it up, my goal is to open up the Bible to show them how to be saved. And what's amazing is I can get people almost without fail. Every day I can get someone back and show them from the Scriptures. Now, and then allow the Holy Spirit to work in their hearts to be saved. That's the goal. So let's look at the engagement. Getting people's attention. One of the greatest things, the way we have this set up, we've done it with doors and everything. We tried this the last couple of years. This works great because I just say, hey, have you seen three things that God's never seen? And then also they're looking at the banner. Now, one of the things that I do is I look at the eyes because the eyes are the door to the heart. Now, if someone looks up there and they look at that and they look at that and they go like this and they walk this way and they're looking this way, I'm not interested in stopping them. I'm not going to waste my time because I know there's somebody that's going to go like this. You know what that tells me? They're interested in spiritual things. That's what they're telling me. They stopped, they pondered, and then I'm pulling them in. Hey, come here. Did you see three things God's never seen? Hey, God's never seen a person that's not sinned. Because the Bible says, because I always want to get the Scriptures in there. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You ever think about that? Oh, also, the Bible says, God has never seen a person He does not love. For God so loved the world. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But then lastly, the Bible says, He's never seen a person He cannot save. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hey, let me ask you this question. Are you 50, 75, or 100% sure if you die today that you're going to heaven? Immediately. I forget about that. I want to ask them that one question. Are you 50, 75, or 100% sure? I want to get an answer because I'm trying to find out where they're at in their spiritual walk or if they're even interested. And if they're, most of the time they'll say, well, I'm 50% sure. Well, that's great. Well, what about you? Well, I'm 75. Well, what about you? I'm 100%. Well, when they say they're 100%, well, they tell me they're 50, 75. I already know they're not saved. They don't know. Right? Hey. If they're 50, 75, they're not 100%. They don't know. But if someone tells me, well, I'm 100%. Well, how do you know that you're 100%? Well, I go to church. Well, I'm a pretty good person. Well, you know, I'm Catholic or I'm Baptist or, you know. They immediately told me they still don't know either. So I already know. So what I'm trying to do now is, after I ask that most important question, I say, hey, Did you know that you could be 100% sure? You know the Bible tells you that you could be 100% sure. Did you know that? No. If you could be 100%, wouldn't you like to know? Yeah, I'd like to know. Or they say, no, I don't want to know. Thank you very much, but here, take this. This will tell you how you can be 100% sure. They're probably saying, I don't have time, I don't want to know, I don't care. But then I'm looking for the one that says, yeah, I'd like to know. Hey, if you would like to know, if I could show you from the Bible how you could be 100% sure that you died today, that you're going to heaven, would you let me show you straight from the Bible? You know what's amazing? They say yes. You know what I do? I say, well, come on back. And I just do this. I just say, come on back here. I can show you. Now, they got one or two choices. Come on back, and vast majority of the time, they walk on back because they want to know. And it's that easy. I don't tell them about the church. I'm not telling them about Fisher's Baptist Church. I'm telling them about the Lord. That's what I want them to know. I said, just come on back. And they'll come right on back. And then what I do is we set them to where they're facing the wall out that way so that there's no distraction. So we have a booth set up, and usually I'll have about three or four chairs right here, because a lot of times I'll lead three or four people to the Lord at one time. I've done that many times. Teenagers, they're always looking. They're always looking. Guess what? I was 16 years old. I was looking. They're questioning. They're looking. A lot of older folks, they're searching. Some of the hardest ones are the 25 to 40-year-olds. Let a lot of men 40 and 50 years old, because they're going through midlife crisis, going through some hard times. A lot of ladies. But what I'm saying is, you're looking, and you're looking for those people that have that. They have that question. They want to know. And so what I do is I just say, well, why don't you come on back here and let me show you from the Bible. So I get them to sit down and I say, look, this should only take me a few minutes. I don't tell them 5 minutes. I don't tell them 10 minutes. I say a few minutes. A few minutes can be 5, 10, can be 30 minutes as far as I know. But I know that when I get them back there, I only normally have maybe max 10 minutes before some distraction comes by, or before I need to get through there. But I can get through a solid, and see, he's giving me 5 minutes, so I got 5 minutes, okay? But I can show them. And how do I show them? Well, 1 John 5:13. What, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And the wonderful thing is, what we do is we just mark it right here, and we come to the very top here, and 1 John 5:13. And, oh, by the way, it's highlighted. Hey, let me just show you this right here, what God's Word says. You can know. Now, one of the things, another one that we have, that we do see three things God does not know, three things God does not know. I'm going blank now. Three things God cannot do. We got several different ones. Three things God cannot do. God cannot change. God cannot lie. God cannot change. And God cannot let anyone into heaven except they're born again. And so I'll say, God cannot lie. And so I say, if God says you can know, can you believe that? Yes. Do you believe in the Word of God? Now, if someone's saying, well, I don't believe the Word of God, then we're kind of in a predicament. I can't show you much more than that. I can show you what the Word of God says, but you've got to believe God's Word and that God does not lie. But let me just show you a few things called the Romans Road. And I take them, Romans 3:23 and 3:10. So I just go right over here and I say, for it is written, and I take them down to the four basic steps. Number one, you must believe that you're a sinner. Because you're a sinner, then Romans 6:23. If I can find it here. Where's my Romans 6:23 here? For the wages of sin is death. Number one is you must believe that you're a sinner. Number two, because you're a sinner, you owe a penalty. You owe a wage. And that penalty is death, separation from God for all eternity. And so we go into those things. And if they get it, they know that, hey, I'm a sinner. Then I can go to the next step. That because you're a sinner, you owe a penalty. And that penalty is death and hell in a place called the lake of fire, hell. It's there that you're going to spend all eternity if you die in your sin. But the wonderful thing is God gives you a gift and it's called eternal life. And that's why Jesus Christ came. And I'll ask him, do you know who Jesus Christ is? No, never heard of him. In America? Yeah, I've had that. And then you've got some talking to do. But most of the time, they understand who Jesus Christ is. And you tell them, do you know what Jesus did? He died on the cross. He was perfect. He was the Son of God. He was God in the flesh. And He came and He died on the cross for your sins. And God gave you a gift. And what you must do is you must accept that gift. Do you understand that? And so, yes, they understand that. And so then what you must do with the gift is what? You must accept it. If you never accept the gift, is it yours? No. But if you accept the gift, it is yours. And so you go right down to Romans 10. And like I said, I'm going rather quickly, but that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. And saved from what? Death and hell. And so you take them down through that and you show them clearly. And then I say this, I say, now's the moment of truth. Are you willing now to accept God's gift that he gave for you? The payment that he made for your sins. Are you willing to do that? Yes or no? No. Okay, that's fine. Are you willing to? Now, your friend said no, but are you willing to? Yes. Okay, that's good. How about you? No. How about you? Yes. Okay, now what we're going to do is this is how you can receive that gift. By praying and asking Jesus Christ to come in to save you. And if you believe in that in your heart with all your heart, will you be willing to accept that? And yes, you would. Now, we're going to pray right now. Here's the moment of truth. Are you willing to pray before your friend who says that they do not want to accept Christ as their personal Savior? Are you willing to do that? Yes. And I'll have them pray before their friends. Because if they're willing to do that before their friends, to me, that's a good indication. Then what we do is after they've prayed, we give them a card, a follow-up card, because we want to follow them up. Then I'll say, write on the information there, but on the back, I want you to tell me how you know in your own words how you know you're going to heaven. I'll read that. If they can tell me that, if I die today, I know 100% I'll go to heaven because the Bible says so. I trust that Jesus died for everyone to go to heaven who accepts his gift. Amen? They understand that. And if they understand that, then that gives me a good indication that they're truly saved. I don't try to twist their arm. In fact, a lot of times I'll try to talk them out of it because I want them to fully understand that if they would die today, that they're going to heaven. If you want some more information, trust me, there's a lot more that we can do through this. If you're a pastor here, we'd love to come and help you show you how you could do this and help train your people because there are techniques to do it and it works. And it's so easy, it's amazing. Where you'll see people get saved and what it does, and it energizes people to become soul winners because they become believers that people truly want to be saved. Thank you so much.
This is for you.
Oh, thank you.
I need that.
I need this.
I bet you do. That was good, though. Yeah. I get to hear a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
different creatures. I'm here to give you this. This is our church for you.
Oh, amen.
We thank you so much for speaking for us, and we hope that you come back.
Oh, hey, I appreciate that. This was on me, so you guys did not have to do that.
No, we don't.